Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Tourism Marketing Mastery. I'm your host, Eric Hatterscheidt, and today's episode is going to be on how to increase your bookings using your About Us page.
Hey, my name is Eric Hatterscheidt, and I'm part of a group of independent tourism operators that you've probably never heard of. We deliver experiences that are beyond a photo shoot. When you're not, we actually have to change our guests' lives. But because we don't have unlimited budgets like the big brands, we have to think differently. We have to be clever with our marketing. We need to reach our audiences to make the impact, but we also need to be profitable right from the start. Unfortunately, traditional education is about 20 years behind, and they aren't teaching us what we need to know. So we've decided to take matters into our own hands. We're sharing marketing tactics that work today because we are experienced masters, and what we do matters.
All right, guys, let me jump into this week's topic, which is going to be how to increase your bookings using your About Us page. Why am I talking about this? Well, what prompted me, first of all, was I'm doing a collaboration with a new association that's being formed right now, the Independent Travel Association. They're doing some really cool stuff. I am totally behind what they're doing. They're essentially putting together, like it sounds, an association, but they're looking to actually get information and essentially mini courses and programs put together by either tour operators or tourism operators that are actually doing the things that they're talking about and teaching, which is obviously what I'm doing day in, day out, and that's what I'm sharing with you guys on these podcasts. But they were asking if I might be able to do a course for them on copywriting. And where this came from was the guy that's leading the organization, Vitaly, he was asking, well, you know, there's a million things that you can do in marketing. What's one thing that you think would have a big impact? Like, what's one thing that you can do that's relatively simple that will really give leverage to a business? And I thought about that, and I don't know why I haven't really thought about this in this way before when it comes to really simple things. I guess I have. I did a podcast on finances for you guys a few podcasts ago. But another thing that I haven't really talked about on this, that I have talked about with a number of the clients that I'm working with, is the power of copywriting. And when I thought about it, I thought, okay, well, if you look at all of marketing, one of the things that will move the needle in a significant way that's foundational is copywriting. And unfortunately, that's something that you cannot learn in school, at least not any of the marketing schools that I went to, which is formal education, the universities. Copywriting is something that they almost frown upon, even though it's probably the most effective way to sell your stuff. And part of the reason it's frowned upon is because it's seen as overly salesy, and sometimes it's seen as unprofessional, which to me is a great shame because it is an invaluable skill. And at the end of the day, if you don't know how to sell your stuff, then you're just going to be in a much worse position than knowing how to sell it. And in fact, majority of the time, if you don't know how to sell your stuff, you're going to be going out of business. The key here is to make sure that you're selling your stuff in a way that's authentic, and you absolutely never, ever, ever do you ever want to lie to anybody. You want to be truthful in that. And that's part of the reason that copywriting can seem sleazy to some people is because some individuals take it too far and they make grandiose claims that are just not true. So you don't want to do that. But you do want to learn how to speak to people, or in this case, write to people in a way that convinces them to take an action that is genuinely good for them. So why am I talking about us pages? Because in having this conversation with Vitaly, I realized, you know, something that can really move the needle is learning copywriting and then learning where to apply it. And one of the places that most people don't think about is your About Us page. So I'm gonna give you a mini course on how to rearrange the copywriting, and copywriting is just selling in the written form, how to rearrange what you're saying, what you're writing on your About Us page in order to increase your conversions. What I can tell you is that I've played around with this on our own pages for years. And I'm going to give you an example from the resort. Prior to actually working on the copy on this page, originally we had a web development firm put a page together for us. And in my humble opinion, most web developers are great at aesthetics and they're terrible at marketing. So this web development firm, they put together a page for us, and they copied an about us section from something they'd found on an article somewhere else. And what that inevitably meant was that they talked about the owners of the resort, of like, here's the owners, here's a little bit of the history, this is what it is. Your about us page absolutely should not be a biography. It shouldn't be about you, because guess what? No one really cares that much about you. The guest, or the potential guest in this case, they're interested in your story as it pertains to how it's going to help them. How is anything about you going to lead to enhancing their lives? So when we had this old about us page that really just talked about our history and who we were, we can see in Google Analytics what the conversion rate was. In other words, people going from that about us page to going to a, in our case, we can't measure a direct booking, but we can measure going from that page to going to the contact form and inquiring about renting a cabin from us. And so we have that data. What's interesting though is that when I learned a few years ago, I learned that the About Us page is one of the most visited pages on almost any website. Often it's the second or third most visited page on a website. In our case, our homepage is the most visited. After that, it's our cabin page. So if you're running accommodation, it's probably going to be your accommodations page is your second most visited page, or your tours page is going to be your second most visited page. And then from there, we move to the About Us page. So what I started doing is I started experimenting around with different copy, different ways of writing on the About Us page. Since it's such a high traffic page, how do we get more people to go from that page directly to a booking? And I'm not a genius on this. I didn't make all this stuff up. The points that I'm about to share with you are points that, for the most part, I found, or I should say I combined from other marketers that were already out there. So there's a few other marketers that are already out there that used a very similar method. And I just kind of tweaked a few things and kept watching our data to see which kind of system worked for us in terms of conversion. And I settled on a seven-step system here that I'm going to share with you. And using this seven-step system, we went from that original page that we had to the page that we're using right now. We had if I go to my Google Analytics right now, we had a 239% increase in inquiries based on changing the copy of the page, that's pretty cool. That's really cool in my opinion. If you can get that kind of result just by changing words on a page, then in my opinion, that's absolutely something you should do. So if you're looking to get an increase, I'm not gonna promise a 239% increase because everyone's a little bit different, but it was definitely a positive for us. It was absolutely worth going in there. And for me, it took me years of playing around with this. You guys just get the formula because you're cool and you're listening to this podcast. So I'm going to give you the formula. It took me years to perfect and adapt. I want you to apply it to your About Us page and let me know. Let me know if it's increasing bookings for you. So without further ado, let's actually jump into the seven steps here that we need to address when we're writing on our About Us page in order to increase bookings. So I'm going to go through all of them, and then I'm going to go through all of them in a little bit more detail and give you an example specifically of how we actually worded this on our page in a way that makes sense for you. So you actually have a case study and you get a chance to really delve into what this looks like. So the seven steps. Step number one is you need to address. So you're always going to be asking yourself, answering each of these seven pieces, you want to be answering from the customer's perspective. So the first thing you need to do is the About Us page shouldn't talk about you. It should actually address the questions of the, in this case, the guest, the potential guest that wants to book with you. So from the potential guest's perspective, point number one, what happened to you or what have you done that I should care about? This is the questions that the guest is asking themselves as they're reading your page. What happened to you or what have you done that I should care about? Step number two, have you actually created something for me? Step number three, why should I book with you? And in that, you need to address what is it that actually makes you different? So what makes you stand out? What makes you unique from the other operators that are out there? Number four, what can I expect if I buy from you? Number five, has anyone else had a good experience after buying from you? or booking with you? And step number six, do I trust you? Step number seven, what's the next step? How do I actually book with you? So let's jump into some specific examples for each of those steps. Step number one, what happened to you or what have you done that I should care about? Well, in our case, when you first read like the first intro to our About Us page, there's a big headline that says, hi, we are, and then I've got the name of my parents who are still the primary owners on this resort. And then our next few lines answer that first couple of questions. So we say here, for the past 20 years, we have painstakingly crafted our 60 acres into a mountain paradise that brings joy to the amazing families that stay with us. So right off the bat, we're kind of talking about ourselves, but you can see in there, we are absolutely addressing the questions of, in this case, primarily it's going to be the decision maker, so the mom or dad that's booking this family vacation. We're addressing their question. The next line is addressing that second question, have you created something for me? So the very next sentence is, for every nail hammered, board placed, and curtain stitched, we've asked ourselves, will this create a relaxing, enjoyable experience? So we're talking about how we're actively thinking of the guest in every action that we take. From there, we move into that point number three, which is, why should I buy from you? And our headline is, we take a different approach than most resorts in brackets, or in parentheses, I guess. We take a different approach than most resorts out there. And then we give three core reasons why we're different. And our core reasons, I'm not gonna give them to you, just for the sake that I don't want you copying our reasons. Not because I care that you're copying our reasons, because I want you to find the things that are really authentic to you. I don't want you to go out in there and just copy what someone else is doing. I want you to find three authentic things that you're doing. It doesn't have to be three. You only really need one. What's one thing that you're doing differently? We just happen to have three. So here are three things that we do differently. And we have a headline for each of those three things that we're doing differently. And then from there, question number four is, what can I expect if I buy from you? In that, what we do is we simply just give guest testimonials. So there we actually, on our About Us page, we give guest testimonials with, here's what some guests have to say. And I think our headline there is, don't take our word for it, here's what some of our guests have to say about the experience with us. Because we can pretty openly give that information and proudly give that information because we do a decent job in giving a good experience. So that addresses point number four, is actually having testimonials on our About Us page. Point number five, I was skipping ahead. Point number four, what can I expect if I buy from you? Sorry, in that instance, we actually just talk about some of the key things that we want to highlight for the experience when the guests arrive. So here are some of the highlights that we're known for. And then from there, then we delve into point number five. So point number four, what can I expect if I buy from you? We actually just address our highlights. Here's some of the things that we're known for. Point number five, has anyone else had a good experience after buying from you? That's where we include our testimonials. Point number six, do I trust you? It's a really interesting question to answer. How do you get someone to trust you? We keep it very, very simple. So in this case, all we do is we sign off with something that makes us a little bit more relatable. So our last line is, so if you'd like to come share a glass of wine, have a good conversation, and spend some time with us in the mountains of beautiful BC, have a look at our cabins below. And that addresses those last two points. Do I trust you? And what's the next step? We do that all in one sentence. All we're doing there is that relatability. We'd love to talk with you. We'd love to share a glass of wine with you. It gives a little bit of a context as to kind of how we operate and who we are. And the setting that they're going to be getting into, it's like, yeah, I already am starting to feel like I trust someone that wants to enjoy a glass of wine with me, wants to sit down and have a conversation. And then we move to that call to action, which is have a look at some of our cabins below. And then we just have a button that says, see cabins. And then we can see in Google Analytics, we can see from there the amount of people that are going from there to a direct booking. So there it is, guys. Not super complicated, but just wanted to share with you, here are the points that we put into our About Us page and give you a specific process to follow so that you can go and you can do this for yourself. And like I said, it's led to a much higher conversion rate for us going from that About Us page. And I'm hoping that it's going to lead to a higher conversion rate for you. What I might do as well, I'm not going to make absolute promises here, but I think what I might do, just because I've been getting more questions about how to structure copywriting for different pages of your website specifically, and because unfortunately in a lot of cases web developers, again, they're good at what they do, they're not necessarily either A, tourism focused, or even if they are, maybe they're great at aesthetics, but they're not copywriters. They don't necessarily understand the marketing side of this. And how do you get a website that converts? It's one thing to have a website with great photos, another thing to have a website that converts, and having someone that's actually testing this stuff all the time, split testing, what's working, what doesn't, what's increasing conversions, what's not, for the right audience. We're constantly doing that. So I'm going to share with you what's working for us. So in the future podcast here, maybe I'll make this part of a mini series of just what can you do on your website to really just enhance the conversions that you're getting and build your audience that way. All right. So stay tuned for future podcasts here. I might do a few in a row this week even and do a mini series. Up till that point though, stay cool. And if you're getting any value out of these podcasts, for sure, I would still love if you could go and give me a review. You might as well do that right now. Pause this, go and give me a review just so I get feedback from you. I'm here to help you out. I know what it's like to start off in this industry and be frustrated. And especially now, if you're listening to this as a recent podcast, we're still in COVID, a lot of challenges that you're dealing with. I'd love to hear that either in a review, or you can write your questions into me at info@tourismmanagementacademy.com. Cool. Love to hear from you guys. Eric out.